Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, August 21st, 2017. Stabbing attacks took place in Finland and Russia over the weekend and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a pope who fought against modernism. Famed comedic legend Jerry Lewis is dead at 91, and Volkswagen is bringing back the microbus. Finland and Russia were the scenes of stabbing attacks on Friday and Saturday. The Daily Caller reports that five Moroccan citizens were arrested in connection with a stabbing incident in which two people were killed and eight more were injured in the Finnish city of Turku. During the Friday attack, the assailants could be heard yelling, "Allahu Akbar." The primary suspect, who was shot in the leg by police, is a 20-year-old who has been living at an asylum center in Turku. Russia Times reports that in the Russian city of Surgut, a man in his early 20s injured seven people when he went on a stabbing spree. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for this attack, but Russian officials are investigating whether the suspect, who was shot dead by police, suffered from mental illness. Today's quote of the day comes from Pope St. Pius X. I was born poor, I have lived poor, I wish to die poor. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Pope St. Pius X. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com. .com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Giuseppe Sarto was born in Venice on August 20, 1835, and was ordained a priest in 1858. Elected pope in August 1904, he sought to renew all things in Christ. He fought against the heresy of modernism, encouraged scripture study, and effected the codifying of canon law. He also required the existence of a confraternity of Christian doctrine in every parish. Pope St. Pius X was responsible for liturgical renewal in the Church and the restoration of the practice of frequent communion from a young age. A champion of Gregorian chant, he restored it to the liturgy in place of the classical and Baroque music which had gained popularity. He died on May 29, 1954. Pope St. Pius X, pray for us. Famed comedic actor Jerry Lewis has died at the age of 91. Born Joseph Levitch in 1926 to Russian Jewish immigrants, he was a performer from his youth.
When did you know that you could make people laugh?
I think it was in the maternity ward when I came out of there and said, "What the hell was that?"
At the tender age of five, he would perform on stage alongside his parents. Later on, he would team up with singer Dean Martin, who was the more serious counterbalance to Lewis's eccentric, exaggerated comedic persona.
Hello!
No! Can't be. Out! Get out!
Oh, no! I work here.
What?
Yeah, I'm the new boy.
You're the new boy?
Yeah.
Have you had any experience?
Oh, I've been a boy for years.
When their comedic act broke up in 1956, he struck out on his own, performing in Las Vegas and recording an album.
Just rolling along.
He acted in movies such as The Bellboy and The Nutty Professor, and even hosted his own variety show. From 1952 to 1959, and again from 1966 to 2010, Lewis hosted annual telethons for the Muscular Dystrophy Associations of America and raised over $2.6 billion for the cause. He suffered for decades with various and manifold health conditions and passed away of natural causes at his home in Las Vegas. Rest in peace.
Walk alone.
Good night, everybody, and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
In this Celestial Musings, Forbes is reporting that Volkswagen has announced its plans to bring back the beloved microbus. You know, the little hippie vans. If I remember correctly, I believe my parents owned one of these, and I remember distinctly wanting one in college. The new microbus will debut in 2022, will be fully electric, and of course will be equipped to haul people and cargo. When they re-released the Beetle, we bought one within a year. Perhaps we might be in the market for a new van by 2023, eh, Mr. Youngblood? Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.